Chris, what an unbelievable afternoon for Eastleigh again in the history of the club.
Absolutely massive. It's been a great achievement. And it's just deserved, to be honest with you, for the people who at the football club in the background, back scenes, that have worked tirelessly hard to put the club where it is today. And they deserve all the credit. And I've dedicated the match to you know, obviously Stuart, who's turned this club into now something really, really special. And we've really put ourselves on the map.
And what a reaction as well from the supporters when you went 2-0 up, particularly that goal right in front of them.
Oh, unbelievable. You couldn't have asked for any better. You know, they were superb today. The fans were superb. Everybody involved in the club were at it from minute one. As soon as we stepped off that bus today, I knew we were ready. I could tell in their eyes and the lads' eyes, they were hungry for it. I've got a great bunch in there, and they want to perform for this football club. And we've got a great bond now between the players, the staff, the fans, everybody. You know, this club is really, really, really striving forward, very, very fast, and we've created a bit of history today, which is massive for everybody involved.
And you mentioned pressure this season, and how pleased are you with the way you've dealt with it today? Because, I mean, you went to Guiseley a couple of weeks ago in similar conditions and came away with a result then.
That's the key, you know, character, professionalism. I said that earlier on, that was my word again. We were very, very professional. You know, today was a massive banana skin, you know, the old cliche. It actually was. It's a difficult place to come. They're a side that's beaten two conference sides beforehand, and they were confident they were going to beat us, and you got to give them credit for that, because I believe they're a decent side. And we've done our homework, you know, and that's paid off today.
And to finally be in the third round of the hat after all the speculation, I mean, how good does that feel?
There's nothing better. There really isn't, because, as I said, this club has come so far in a short space of time. But to achieve getting into the third round of the FA Cup, probably, 10, 15 years ago, it was probably unthinkable, you know. But it's done it now, and we have to keep building. Obviously, our main priority is the league, and we have to keep our feet on the ground, which they will do. We've got a big game Tuesday, and we have to be right for that.
But, I mean, they could have made it 2-1, couldn't they, had it not been for that brilliant penalty save from Flitney?
Brilliant save, you know. But we've done our, as I said to you, we've done our homework. We've had him watched, we've had our scouts come and see him. And we had the information where he was going to take his pen and where he'd been in the last few. And he's gone that way. So, you know, that's credit to my staff. And it's a massive added bonus, you know, that we've come away today with a result and a clean sheet.
And will you be off to Cardiff, do you think, for the third round draw on Monday?
I've already been asked, so I'm guessing I'll probably be there, yeah. Visit back home in Wales, you know. But I'll be fingers crossed and, well, everything's crossed, you know, ready for the draw, and hopefully we can get a nice one.
Anyone you fancy particularly?
I've had this question a few times, and it's well, for me, obviously, Swansea away would be unbelievable. But there's lots, you know. There's Southampton for the football club, because obviously the fans and everything. But there's also the big ones, you know, Arsenal, Liverpool, Man United. The list goes on and on and on. And if we could get one of them, that would be incredible, and the icing on the cake for this football club.
And just a little word on the run you've been on. Three very different matches, aren't they? That must encourage you, the way you've dealt with all three.
Yeah, my boys are really pulling together now. There's a great team spirit in that dressing room. We believe in ourselves, you know, and every game we play, and I said this before we come here today, that no matter who we play, we believe we can go and win football matches. And if you've got that in your squad, then you're halfway there, you know, and they do believe that now. So we just have to keep progressing and progressing.